Chapter 10. The Mind of the Humble. Quote, "No follower of mine shall ever walk in darkness." From John chapter 8, verse 12. To see themselves and to see all creatures as the God of truth sees them, to identify themselves with the divine thought by identifying themselves with the Spirit of Christ, such is the desire of the humble, and they apply themselves to doing that. This thought life does not consist for the humble in the speculations of human reasoning, which, however, they appreciate and utilize as a great gift of God, but the gift of understanding, which is their greatest ambition, is quite different from the understanding of the learned of the world. It is what is given by the Spirit of love. What are the signs of humility in a Christian's thinking? The humble person sees the very restricted limits of her strength and is not presumptuous. She does not try to fly before God has given her wings, from St. Teresa, Way of Perfection. She sees, too, that her faults may have far-reaching results. Beware of me, Lord, for this very day I might betray you, St. Philip Neri. At the same time, she has absolute confidence in grace and is never discouraged. She says with St. Paul, "In him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. She does not take pride in anything. Quote, "We should not take glory in anything, for nothing is ours," St. Cyprian. She recognizes God's gifts and makes her talents bear fruit. Quote, "Many do not wish or do not dare to think over and consider the particular favors God has done them, lest it might excite vainglory and self-complacency. But indeed in this they deceive themselves. For since the true means to attain the love of God, as states the great angelic doctor, is the consideration of his benefits, the more we know of them, the more we shall love him. And as the particular benefits he has conferred on us move us more powerfully than those that are common to others, so ought they to be more attentively considered." From Devout Life, Part 3, Chapter 5. In regard to her neighbors, the humble person looks at what she finds good in them rather than at what she sees to be wrong. Quote, "Why look at the speck in your brother's eye when you miss the plank in your own?" Matthew Chapter 7, Verse 3. The humble person cannot see into the hearts of others and does not know what they have received. She does not always believe she is right. She tries to understand the point of view of others. She does not think she is misunderstood. She never dramatizes. The truly humble know by experience what the liberty of the children of God is. St. Teresa wrote that humility which is contrary to liberty of spirit is not true humility. Taken in the sense of identification with the Spirit of Christ, there is no virtue which more illuminates human thought than humility.